A very good morning. This is Nigel D'Souza, and you're listening in to CNBC TV 18 podcast. All of you are surely looking forward to a Friday evening and a lovely weekend. But first, we need to get through the final trading day of this week. First up, how did the US markets end? Remember, the Dow started off on a back foot with a cut of nearly around 300 points after President Donald Trump announced that the much-awaited summit next month with North Korea was cancelled. But no worries though, the Dow recovered most of its losses while the Nasdaq ended as flat as can be. The other key triggers we have been tracking are also looking pretty positive actually. The dollar is a little weaker than a couple of sessions back, so let's see whether or not the Indian rupee can pull back some losses. Crude prices appear to have hit a bit of a hurdle at around $80 per barrel mark and has cooled off as well. Well, coming back home, the bulls came out fighting against the bears yesterday. The two pillars of the market, that's the IT index as well as the pharma index, came out held fort for most of the day, while the Nifty Bank came in later in the day and played a fabulous knock towards the closing moments. It conquered the 200 DMA, that's the daily moving average, and ended above all its technical levels. Who fueled this rally though that we saw yesterday? Well, the DIIs, they bought nearly around 1,480 crore rupees, which is more than double of what the FIIs sold. But that seems to be the trend, with the FIIs net selling for 8 straight sessions. In fact, in the past 8 sessions, the FIIs have sold approximately 5,300 crores, while the DIIs have offset all of this by buying more than 6,000 crore rupees. In terms of positioning in the derivatives market, the FIIs are net short on the index, with nearly around 55% of their positions on the short side on the index. Though the FIIs have written more puts than calls, indicating they have a bit of a base in sight. Let's keep it simple then. The bulls will lack the Nifty to conquer the 100 DMA, which comes in at around the 10,538 odd mark. On the downside, the bulls though will look to defend the 100 DMA, that comes in at around 10,472, and the 200 DMA that comes in at around 10,332 odd. Stock specific action you'll be looking at today. United Spirits, it was a bit of a mixed set of numbers. The top line was better, margins a tad bit lower. So the street expected actually a large peg. It seems they'll have to settle for a smaller peg. So maybe that stock could be under some pressure. But maybe beer's the way to go today, as United Breweries results were a beat on all counts. The net profit came in much better. The top line as well looked quite good. Pidilite as well will be in focus. The revenues beat estimates, but the margins were a bit of a miss. Cummins as well will be the other stock that you'll be looking out to. The domestic performance was pretty disappointing. The export business though did quite well. That stock as well did deliver a mixed set of numbers. Results though that you're looking out for today: Sun Pharma, Tech Mahindra, Bank of Baroda, Cadilla, Page Industries, as well as IDBI Bank. This is Nigel signing off and wishing you a very happy Friday.